historical lands of Azerbaijan extended across a wide geographical area, from Derbent to Zanjan, from Khazar to Kirkuk's lands. These lands, which have been divided up from time to time, have shrunk to within the borders of the present-day state of Azerbaijan. As if all this was not enough, the state of Azerbaijan has been split into two parts by a corridor. The land in this corridor now blocks all roads leading to the Turkic world. Spilled blood, falsified history, changed names and annexed territories. But mines hold a name that cannot be annexed. Zengazur. The Burgashad, Hakkari, Besichai, Okhchu, and Megri rivers that spring from the Zengazur mountain range flow into the river Aras. Mountain Gapajug, 3,906 meters in the Zengazur range, is the highest peak in the Lesser Caucasus. In ancient times, nomadic Turkic tribes on the Karabakh, Javad, and Nakhchivan lowlands would move to the summer pastures in the Zengazur Mountains and return in autumn. One of Zengazur's natural wonders is the scattering of large stones, menhirs, called Gashandash, in Sisian region. These date back to the 2nd millennium BC. The Sheki Waterfall, 6 kilometers to the north of the Sisian Regional Center, and with a drop of 18 meters, is truly fascinating in its unearthly beauty. The rock inscriptions in Sheki village, whose name is connected to the Saka Iske Turkic tribes, and which is over 2,000 years old, resemble the inscriptions at Gobistan and Gamagaya. In history, this geographical region was referred to as Sisakan, or Sunik in ancient sources, and Sisejan in Arabic sources. However, since medieval times, the eastern part of the territory has been known as Zengazur. Researchers insist that the place name Sisakan derives from the Saks, an ancient Turkic tribe that inhabited those territories. Zengazur district is replete with traces of ancient Turkic tribes, especially the Gargars. The stone inscriptions on Mount Gargadash near Nuvardi village in the Megri region tell us that Turkic tribes were also living on these lands in the 5th and 6th centuries. These inscriptions are almost identical to those of the Goiturks. Some of the Zengazur lands within the Republic of Azerbaijan are under Armenian occupation. These include the Lachin, Gubadli, and Zengilan regions, the Gara Kilsa, now called Sisyan, Gafan, Gorus, and Megri regions of Sunik district, which we may call Western Zengazur, are currently within the Republic of Armenia. One may encounter place names mentioned in the Oghuzname or Kitarba Deda Gorgud every step of the way in these lands. In Zengazur, there are many toponyms and ethnonyms of Turkic region that are found in the epic Kitarba Deda Gorgud. Geographical names like Gezincha, Ulashla, Besichai, Tandarla, Okçu, Okçuçay, Augustope, and Bayındır are examples of places named in Deda Gorgut that are found in Zengazur. A more convincing theory behind the Zengazur toponym connects with the Zengi tribes, who made their mark on history. The Zengis emerged from the Zengani, tribe of the Gayu branch of the 24 Oghuz families. In fact, tribes from the Bayındır, Şabni, Bayat, Avşar, and Şavındır branches of the Oghuz also lived here. Hundreds of place names in Zengazur were linked to the names of Gayi branch tribes, the Gachar, Baharla, Zengane, Zolgader, Padar, and Shulban tribes. The Zengi tribe was mentioned as Sangi in the Ashur cuneiform inscriptions. Towards the late 9th century, the Armenian researcher Yervand Lalayan conducted ethnographic research in the Sisian area of Zengezur and published his results in the Ethnographic Digest, published in Armenian in Tiflis in 1898. In this work, he referred to the mountains in the Sisian area by their Turkic names, Mıhdıken, Deledag, Gelingaya, Uçtepe, Tevegezu, Gazurda, Keberli, Boyuk Agdaban, Kashik Agdaban, Erigli, Salvarti, Şiştepe, Yantepe, etc. Before the spread of Christianity, the people of this region mainly followed local religious beliefs. Throughout ancient times and the early Middle Ages, the Zengezur lands were under the control of the kingdoms of Media and Scythia, and the state of Atropatena, then known as Sanik or Sisakan, and the state of Caucasian Albania. Maise Kalankatukulu also mentioned the existence of the independent principality of Sanuk in the early 7th century in his History of the Country of Albania. Ancient authors, including Sabaos, Maise Kalankatukulu, and Stefan Sunik, repeatedly wrote that Sunik and his people were close to the Albanians and not to Armenians, whether ethnically, politically, or in religion. As a result of the missionary work of St. Thaddeus and Bartholomew, the Albania aristocracy began to adopt Christianity from 313, and Christianity began to spread throughout the state. The Albanians adhered to the Diophysitists branch of Christianity. They accepted both the human and divine nature of Jesus Christ. As the Arab Caliphate invaded Albania in the late 7th century, some of the Zengezur population converted from Christianity to Islam, while others remained Christian. After the Arabs invaded Albania, they encouraged the spread of monophysitism in order to sever relations between the Caucasus and Byzantium. All the Albanian churches in Zengezur that are still extant have been declared to be Armenian Gregorian churches. Some examples are Gazulkisa Temple, 4th through 5th centuries, in the Sisian part of Zengezur, the St. Gregory, or Garakilse Temple, 6th through 7th centuries, and the Tatev Temple, 9th century, in the Goris region. All were purely Albanian temples. Although Armenians declare these temples to be ancient Armenian churches, the scientific evidence is that they are Albanian temples. Once the Caliphate fell, Zengezur became part of the Sanji, Salari, Shadadi, Seljuk, Eldeniz, Hulaki, Garagoyanlo, and Agoyanlo estates. Later, it was within the Safavid and Ottoman empires. Religious literature in Albanian churches was written in Old Armenian from the 12th through 13th centuries. At the same time, the existing literature in Albanian was translated into Old Armenian and falsified. The Albanian heritage was misappropriated. In 1441, during the reign of Jahan Shah, ruler of Garagoyanlo, the Armenian Catholicosat was moved from Kilikia to Uçkilse, Etchmiadzin Monastery, in Valarshabad village in the Çukur Sad Emirate. Subsequently, the Armenians visited Azerbaijani territories as Christian missionaries and turned the temples abandoned by Albanians and Turks who had adopted Islam into Armenian churches. They also purchased lands around those temples and settled there. Thus, numerous new Armenian dwellings emerged in those territories. An act of purchase and sale dated 1400, preserved at the Madan Adaran Institute of Ancient Manuscripts, describes the borders of three of the villages that were part of the Tatev Monastery in Zengezur. The document's introduction says that it was confirmed, meaning signed by well-known noble persons of the Kapanat, Sisejan, and Tumen-i-Nakhchivan counties of Azerbaijan. The document also lists place names of Turkic origin: Urub, Ayaderasi, Zorgaladera, Zorgala, Zami, Hamigur, Karahanj, Beshtaba, Tashkirman, Teba Ashan, Kurulga, Gaya, and Yashla, Balag. It is clear that the document does not show even one place name that is Armenian. If these territories had been historically Armenian, then Armenian signatures should also have appeared at the bottom of the document. The detailed register Erevan province, composed by the Ottomans in 1590, shows that non-Muslims lived in only 4 out of 94 villages registered in the Sisyan, Bazachaya, Zar, and Zabil areas of Zengezur. By the Golestan Treaty signed by Russia and Iran on 12 October 1813, Zengezur was also annexed to Russia. This gave a start to the process of mass Armenian migration from Qajar, Iran, and Turkey to the South Caucasus, including Zengezur. Following the Turkmenchai Treaty signed on 10 February 1828, 1,300 of the 8,249 Armenian families moved from Qajar, Iran, were settled in Karabakh and Zengezur. Stefan Zelinsky, an Armenian ethnographer and linguist who studied Zengezur province in the late 19th century, wrote that Armenian villages were divided into local and migration villages. The locals lived on Zengezur and Magri lands, as well as in the Aladyan, Burnakot, and Shinatag villages of Sisyan, whereas other Armenians were moved there from the Garadagh, Gurmerli, Khoi, and Selmas provinces of Qajar, Iran, from 1828 to 1829. The so-called local Armenians that the researcher mentioned were the descendants of Armenianized Albanian and ancient Turkic peoples. As the Albanian Catholic Hesat was terminated in 1836, the Albanian episcopates became subjects of the Armenian Gregorian Church. As a result, the process of Albanian Armenianization accelerated even further, causing an artificial inflation of the numbers of Armenians in subsequent population counts. At the first all-Russian census of 1897, the population of Zengezur province was 137,871, of which there were 71,206 Azerbaijani Turks, 63,622 Armenians, 1,807 Kurds, and 1,006 Russians. An Armenian researcher, Edo, whose real name was Hovhannes Termatirosyan, noted in his Armenian Turk clashes in the Caucasus, printed in Erevan in 1907, that there were 406 villages in Zengezur province at the time. Muslims lived in 314 of them. The remaining 92 were inhabited by Armenians. In the 1890s, the Armenians organized several rebellions in the Ottoman Empire under the influence of foreign states. As they were put down, approximately 400,000 Armenians were moved to the Caucasus and upset regional stability. From summer 1905 to autumn 1906, Zengezur was one of the sites of mass killings of Azerbaijanis instigated by leaders of the Dashnak Sutyon party, Arshak Kafavyan, known as Keri, and Drastamat Kanayan, known as Dro. According to Armenian writer Stepan Zavayan, 43 Muslim villages were destroyed in Zengezur province from 1905 to 1906 alone. The Armenians were forced to stop the carnage in the autumn of 1906 as the Azerbaijanis mobilized and the Difai party began to oppose their terror. Three democratic states, Georgia, Azerbaijan, and Armenia, were formed in the South Caucasus in late May 1918. The Azerbaijani territories, including those disputed with Armenia and Georgia, extended across 114,000 square kilometers. Zengezur, as part of Azerbaijan, was not disputed. Prime Minister Fatali Khan Hoysky spoke at a meeting of the Azerbaijan National Council on 29 May. And stated that following negotiations with representatives of the Armenian National Council, they had agreed to compromise on Erevan and declare it to be the capital of Armenia on condition that the carnage stopped. Based on the peace and friendship treaty signed between Turkey and Armenia in Batumi on 4 June 1918, the Republic of Armenia covered approximately 9,000 square kilometers. However, shortly after the treaty was signed, Armenians began to expand their territory by forcibly taking over Azerbaijani settlements. Armenian armed forces, 10,000 strong, and led by Andranik Ozanyan, destroyed over 500 Turkic Muslim settlements on their way from eastern Anatolia to Zengezur. Andranik planned to capture Nagorno-Karabakh after Zengezur and annex its territories to Armenia. Offering a variety of reasons, the Armenian government did not heed demands from the Azerbaijani government that Andranik's forces leave Zengezur. On 15th July 1918, the government of the Azerbaijan Democratic Republic issued an order to establish an emergency inspection commission to investigate the violence committed against Azerbaijanis and the destruction of their property. The commission gathered documents establishing that Armenians had wiped 115 Muslim villages in Zengezur province from the face of the earth. More than 10,000 Azerbaijanis were killed or injured in Zengezur alone. Over 400 Azerbaijanis were killed in the mosque in Vagudi village, where they had sought shelter, and 900 were violently killed in the villages of Chayli and Okshu. In January 1919, the government of Azerbaijan established a temporary general government for Karabakh and Zengezur, headed by Khosrov Bey Sultanov. As Andranik's group retreated from Zengezur in the summer of 1919, Garagin Nezhdeh's troops continued the carnage. Armenia and Azerbaijan signed an agreement at a peace conference in Tiflis on 23rd November 1919 in order to put an end to bloodshed. The governments of Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to halt military operations and resolve all disputes by peaceful means. An English reporter who witnessed these events, Scotland Liddell, wrote that after the agreement was signed, the Azerbaijani side executed its obligations and withdrew their troops from Zengezur, whereas the Armenians seized the opportunity to treacherously attack the territories and destroyed 40 Muslim villages. Armenian gangs, to save their bullets, forced people into the mosques in Azerbaijani villages and then set fire to them. Archive documents provide evidence that from 19 through 25 January 1920, Armenian armed forces captured 51 more Azerbaijani villages in Zengezur and thus concluded their campaign of ethnic cleansing. The Azerbaijanis ran for their lives. Some of them moved to Nakhchivan and some to Karabakh. Altogether, from 1918 to 1920, the Armenian bandit groupings under Andranik Ozanyan and Garagin Nezhdeh captured 166 Muslim villages and conducted a massacre of the population in Zengezur.
Враг однажды снова нападет. Именно поэтому мы должны лишить его возможности отступать.
Почему мы воюем с турками? Неужели на земле не найдется места и для них, и для нас?
When the Soviet Bolshevik army moved on from Karabakh and entered Zengezur in May 1920, the Dashnak army under Nezhdeh retreated from Goris to Gafan and declared that they had created the so-called Sunik Autonomous Republic there. When the Soviet Bolshevik army entered Nakhchivan and Zengezur, Nezhdeh moved to Megri and stated that the Nagorno-Armenian Republic had been created there. Nezhdeh held Megri until 15th July 1921, then left Zengezur with his group, fleeing first to Iran and from there to Bulgaria. The Caucasus, Bureau of the Russia Communist Bolshevik Party Central Committee, issued a decree on 3 June 1921 that Zengezur would be annexed to Armenia. Thus, the Zengezur province was established from the modern-day Sisian, Gafan, Goris regions, and part of the Megri region. On 18 February 1929, the Transcaucasus Central Executive Committee adopted a decree to give the Azerbaijani villages of Nuvadi, Ernazir, and Tohut to Armenia. Thus, a 42-kilometer-long corridor, now called the Megri Corridor, was created. This corridor cut the connection between Nakhchivan and the rest of Azerbaijan. The Soviet Bolshevik government continued the policy of giving historically Azerbaijani lands to the Armenian SSR. The goal here was not only to strengthen Armenia, but also to cut all land connections between Azerbaijan and the Turkic world. This was proof that the Soviet government was continuing the policy pursued by Tsarist Russia for their own geopolitical interests. The well-known archaeologist and ethnographer, Alisgar Alekperov, wrote a report for the Azerbaijan Research and Exploration Society on a 1926 scientific expedition to Zangezur, which found that before the First World War, 30 of the 50 villages in Sisyan were inhabited by a Turkic population of about 25,000. He wrote that after massacres committed by the Dashnaks from 1918 to 1920, there were 6 or 7 Turkic villages, with only 2,000 to 3,000 Turks living in the region, and that the best houses and gardens had been taken by Armenians from neighboring villages. From 1948 to 1950, the Azerbaijani populations of Shirnaku, Agbala, Kurdigla, Shaverdiler, and Shasiz villages in the Gorz region, as well as those of Gavan City and the Gafan region villages of Kalash, Koregli, Geradiga, and Dovruz, were deported to Azerbaijan. In 1988, Armenia, with the help of their international patrons, made claim to the Nagorno-Karabakh region of Azerbaijan. This caused yet another conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan. From 1988 to 1991, the Armenians deported Azerbaijanis from 7 settlements of the Megri region, 11 settlements of the Sisyan region, 41 settlements of the Gafan region, and 4 settlements of the Gorz region of Zengezur, and thus concluded their policy to ethnically cleanse Azerbaijanis. Altogether, 254 Azerbaijani settlements in the territories of modern-day Armenia were destroyed between 1905 and 1987. 86 of them were in Zengezur. From 1991 to 1994, Armenian armed forces captured the Nagorno-Karabakh territory of Azerbaijan and 7 regions surrounding it with the help of their foreign patrons. Thus, the eastern part of Zengezur, that is, the part of the region that was within the borders of the Republic of Azerbaijan, namely Lachin, Gubadli, Zengilan regions, were also occupied. Although Armenians tried their best to destroy the centuries-old cultural heritage and traces of Azerbaijanis in Zengezur, they could not wipe it from memories, photographic and video materials and documents. Hundreds of tomb monuments and sarcophagi, with ram and horse figures in the Muslim graveyards there, speak of the fact that historically these lands belonged to Azerbaijanis. Proof lies in around 100 Muslim Turkic tomb monuments, writings in Arabic script dating from the 15th to 18th centuries in Urud Cemetery, as well as the paintings, ancient monument carvings, and descriptions and depictions of hunting, weddings, and mourning ceremonies from pre-Islamic times. Hundreds of historical architectural monuments are now under Armenian occupation in Zengezur, some including Hamza Sultan Palace, the Agoglan Temple, and Malik Ajdar Tomb in Lachin region, the Agudi Tomb Monument in Sisyan region, the Baba Haji Mausoleum in Megri region, the Bartaz Maiden Tower, and the Mahmud Beyli Tomb in Zengilan region, and the Goy Tower, Demirciler Tomb, Marizli, and Dandarli Mosques in Gubadli region have been destroyed by Armenian vandalism, and some are introduced as Armenian heritage. Several Muslim mosques in Zengezur, Gur settlements, are still extant. There are numerous shrines and holy places in Zengezur. Some of the places the people of Zengezur used to visit are the Girklar and Salvarti shrines in Sisyan region, the Pirda Davidan and Chilakana shrines in Gafan region, the Bugakar shrine in Megri region, the Gushu, Aga Baba, and Sultan Baba shrines in Lachin region, and the Mir Sadi Aga, Imam Zadi holy places, and the Aghasar shrine in Gubadli region. Thank you. This film has been about the land of Zengizur, divided in two, and thus also dividing Azerbaijan in two. And about historically original Azerbaijani lands that belong to the Azerbaijanis with their historical past, present, and future. There will come a time when the Lachin, Gubadli, and Zengilan regions of Zengizur and all Karabakh will be freed from Armenian occupation. There will come a time when the original inhabitants of Zengizur, the Azerbaijanis, will return to those lands, rebuild the lands of their fathers, and reignite the holy fires. Zengizur will be as one again. There will come a time.